that seems excessive.
Yeah.
There we go. Hello.
The mic's already peeking.
That's, hey, peek it.
Good.
Pikachu.
Hey. Welcome to the comedy. I already forgot what we're doing.
Oh.
So that was a record.
Yep. Well, it's 5 seconds in. Yeah. Welcome to the Green Room Lounge. I'm Scott Ridge Podcast. Like CJ said, I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Oh, hi.
This is Mike.
Oh, hi.
And this is CJ back over there.
Oh, hi.
For those who haven't been here before, this is the first, this is the fun part. This is the first 10 minutes where people decide if they want to stay or not.
Yeah.
And it's usually the show doesn't get good until like 20 minutes in. Yeah. So if you think this sucks, just wait 15 more minutes.
Or we could just start awesome right away.
I don't know. That's not what we do.
Well, here's the problem. I don't know how to do awesome, John.
Yes, you do.
It's always like right, it's like right away, like, hey, let's do this. And you're like, nope, dumb idea. And then I go, what? And we get an argument. Once we argument, we're done. We're gold. We're solid.
Well, yeah, we need to get like 20 minutes in when we figure out the weird thing that we're going to focus our attention on the rest of the night.
Okay.
Me, I just am focused on the audience and waiting for them to leave.
Don't do it. There's like, it's like 75% women.
Girl women.
Okay.
And man boys.
Question.
And man boys.
For the female gender in here.
Just, they don't care what you call them.
Don't they? Don't they, John?
No, just don't be like, hey, broads. Like, just call them women, girls, whatever. They're going to respond.
Here's what I hate about feminism.
Okay, don't start with that at all. Was that seriously how you're going to start the question?
That wasn't a question. It's the beginning of
that is literally the worst. Like I said, don't address them like broads. That's like saying, hey, dames, this feminism thing. What, you really want to vote? Nah.
I don't know why he turned into a Batman villain.
Feminist. Catwoman can't vote.
Okay, no. So for people that don't know me, I'm always super cautious about things. Am I hallucinating? Sorry.
You should have hands. Just to let you know. Like that.
It looked like there was things crawling in my hands, but it was just the light shadows. Wow. I have really deep fingers. Not deep fingers. What do they call them? Like, if I was a...
You have pretty deep fingers, though, yeah. When you think about it, yeah.
But, I mean, like, you know those lines on your hands, like the palm readers?
Yeah.
They would fucking... It's like...
Wrinkles?
I'm like the beginner's class. They're like, oh, you can easily see your lifeline. It's right there.
You have big palms.
I know. I have a big hand.
Do you lift a basketball with one hand?
Depends how deflated it is.
So, no.
No.
Sometimes.
A normal blown-up basketball.
Like, most people could lift a fully deflated basketball. That doesn't...
No, but, I mean, regulation size, I don't know what regulation size is.
Just a regular basketball. If you walked into a gym and there was a basketball, could you palm it?
It depends on how new it is.
Oh, God. A normal... Say they're about to play a pickup game, it's going to be full size. Can you palm it?
It depends how new the...
It's brand new.
It's brand new. Then, yeah, I could.
Oh, my God. When could you not?
When it's, because like in high school, when they're just like, it's like they took a belt sander to them, and it's just smooth.
Oh, you're depending on smooth size. Like, the way you're talking about, like, it was based on size or deflation, and then you said, only if it's brand new, that doesn't matter.
Well, it just meant to grip from the brand new.
I know that. Now we know.
But in high school, it was like, hey, cool, the balls were like... It was almost like
again
a shaved
you're very,
cat.
Like a weird detail you jumped on. We're just asking, can you palm a regular basketball? We're not asking about the smoothness, like a regular new basketball. You
now,
can palm.
John, let's put this in perspective. Most of my basketball game playing has been video games.
Okay.
I don't know what a regular basketball is.
Can your created basketball player palm basketball?
Can you create?
Yes.
I haven't played a basketball game since Genesis. So NBA Jam, that was it.
I mean, that's the first book in the Bible. I don't think they had video
games. Can you palm a 64-bit basketball?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're only like this big.
Right.
And I was going to show it closer to the
microphone. Oh, back to your questioning women about things.
Oh, yeah. What the
All
hell?
Right, so, dames, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a majority of women in there.
I know. And this is going to be... I'm going to say something so bad.
Oh, good.
Because I'm always going back...
This is the whole
show. Okay. We've been doing this for over 3 years now, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
This conversation, yeah.
Yeah. there's still, like, 8 moments... from this podcast that I'm always thinking, like, I wish I could just go back and fix this. And many of them are about how I talk about women.
Yeah, probably.
Because up here, in my brain, it makes sense, but then when it translates through my mouth hole, it doesn't get, it gets, there's like speed bumps, and like the things just don't work. I can't, up here, it's an idea, and then the words, it goes through the word machine.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Oh, that's called brain damage.
Yeah. But like, I'll be like, I want to say, what's the word I'm trying to think of? That. Like, that happens. I'm like, oh, this. I'm like, whatever, this is close. Like, when I said people that don't use blinkers are greedy, you're like, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, oh, selfish. Boom, boom, boom. And but oh, it took us 15 minutes to get there. And the whole time, like, why the fuck? Do people, like, do they use money or steal robbers? But,
steal robbers?
Whatever.
They use money to steal robbers, yeah.
So, oh, God, they're all looking at me. Sorry.
That's now, is this what, should you, like, whisper it to us and then we ask them?
Maybe we should ask. What, write it down and just tell it, we'll ask it.
No, I just...
Would it help if you wrote it down?
No, I don't, because I can't read my own writing. No, it's...
What if you typed it up and printed it off?
That's not entertaining to watch. You want me to type it up?
Before the show.
Before the show, read it out. And well, that would be a fun game, because if we asked the question and then we had you repeat what you meant, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
That's the show. You type up what you want to talk about in full sentences, and then you start talking, and then we compare.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
You always come in with ideas.
We just found out what the point of this show could be.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it for season 4.
All right. Great. Anyways, back to the...
I got
to
write the idea down.
We've just been picked up for a fourth season. Oh, boy.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. It was a long day.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions. I'm writing questions. Okay. To ask.
We could cover for you while you type.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, that's where we were starting.
You did some stand-up earlier today?
I did, in Brilliant.
At the what? The wine?
The
I don't know where you
were. It's like B-K-K-H-E-I-A wine bar.
Bacchanalis?
Bacchanalis?
Was it run by chickens? It was a chicken winery.
Can I have a draft beer?
They just like scrape their little teeth to make the wine.
they had to peck the taps until they went all the way over, and then.
Does this make sense?
Questions to ask John to say and Mike for my idea clarification. Compare the audience. What?
So the answer is no. No, it doesn't make sense.
No, hold on. I gotta
give me it.
I forgot commas.
Oh, dude, no, that's not the issue.
Questions?
It's all the words put together.
Maybe a period. There. Okay. No, that was supposed to be. Okay, a colon.
Yeah, that's gonna solve it. A colon.
There.
Colon
questions.
Solves everything.
Now read it.
Questions to ask John to for. Oh, questions to ask for John to say. And Mike, colon, for my idea clarification, comma, compare the audience.
See?
I don't think that still makes sense.
What? It's just what we said. We said...
Exactly. Let me actually write... Why are you being weird about me touching your phone?
I don't like people touching my phone, John.
Why?
You should have seen my anger rising from you holding it. You can hear it in my voice.
Oh, you don't like people touching your phone?
No.
Oh. Why is this guy?
I don't know.
You don't know? Are you sure?
Are there a lot of porn stills on
it? Yes, hold on. Let me find them for you.
Why would you be so weird about it? What am I going to do to it? You're right here.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm literally just going to take it and in your same app write a new sentence. That's all I was going to do.
What if someone texts me for once?
Then I would hand you the phone and go, you got a text. I'm not a monster.
I don't know.
You have serious trust issues.
How fast do you have to respond to a text? Is it a life and death situation where you need to respond immediately?
No.
The
and you said if someone texts you for once. So, like, you're giving me the phone in your worst, most positive scenario ever.
Yeah.
So what? That's so weird. You can't just...
You know what they say.
Hey, Mike, here.
Oh.
How about yours?
I was about to text Scott.
Oh.
You know what they say, John? Hold on, I'm thinking what they say. they say something. It says a man. Hold on, no. If you're prepared, Stephen King says this. If you're prepared for the worst, nope. If you're hoping for the best,
best goddamn bartender in this hotel, Lloyd.
Yeah.
I think he said if you're prepared for the worst, nope.
And that's him experience the worst as he typed.
Scott, I just texted you. You didn't respond. What the hell's going on?
If you.
And I texted help, and you're like,
I didn't get it yet.
Oh my god.
It's the satellites. No, if you hope for the best. You better be prepared for the worst. I got it. Hold on. Help.
Help. No, nope, nope. You got it?
Oh. Got it. The Beatles.
Thank you.
So what I was going to say about women was, what do you like being called? Nope. Okay, right then.
Sure.
What, sugar. Because I've been yelled at for calling, if I was, what?
I said sugar tits.
Sugar tits, mostly sugar, yeah.
That's one of my favorite nicknames for people.
For people?
People?
Tiny people.
Or honey face.
What?
Honey face. It's
no,
funny.
You're the only one who's ever said honey face.
I know, it's funny.
I guess it's not offensive.
Sloppy hair.
Whoa, no, not whoa.
What?
Sloppy hair?
I don't know.
It's an inside joke, Mike. Chris, Mike.
Mike.
Mike Chris?
Who's Chris? Chris?
I don't fucking know.
I don't
know.
Are
you doing a podcast with someone else?
I, dude, man.
Are you podcast cheating on us?
Who's Chris?
Who's this Chris?
I don't know. It's the, okay.
Ruth's Chris?
Everyone.
Are you eating steak?
What did he just say?
Ruth? I can't say
Ruth's Chris. Chris.
That's the worst name of a business ever.
I cannot imagine.
That's a business named Ruth's Chris?
Yeah,
Ruth's
it's in a very Chris expensive steakhouse. Steak restaurant.
Where is it?
There's one in Chicago.
Oh.
There's one in Arizona.
I've never been to Arizona.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't.
That's, why yeah. Did you jump there?
You said it was in Arizona. I've
he
never,
said Chicago. I yell at him about that.
I don't remember going to any places in Chicago.
Well, then it doesn't
steak.
Exist.
For steak.
Have you ever been to a steakhouse?
Yes. Define steakhouse.
It usually says steakhouse in the end. Like it's more.
Well, their primary
steak.
Food they serve is steak.
Yeah.
Did you go there with Chris?
Ponderosa? Is that considered?
It's like a chain steakhouse. Like a nice steakhouse. Where you
Prime Rib.
Prime Rib.
Or
Prime Quarter?
Yeah.
Quarter.
Okay, there you go. It's a steakhouse. There you go. Technically a chain, but hey.
Is it chain?
In Wisconsin.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought.
West?
It is. I don't know how far it is.
Bruce, Chris, yeah, technically, you're right. Absolutely, yes.
Why do they give I almost went to a Steak and Shake in some state. Uh-oh.
You mean Steak Shack?
You almost went to a Steak and Shake?
What is it called? Steak and Shake?
Steak and Shake.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Did you know, here's what I learned. Did you know this Steak and Shake? What do you think?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think it means?
The Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it's a steak and then they shake some fries into it. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's like burger and shake. It's a,
yeah. Okay. I just learned that like a month ago.
Okay.
They serve milkshakes there.
Yeah.
Milkshakes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I knew
that's
that.
The shake part.
Yeah, I thought, okay. Oh, I get it. You're a little younger
when I was
than
there,
me.
I got, they have one in Vegas on the Strip. And I got a, I was trying to eat healthy that day for some reason. And I
in Vegas?
I was just trying to.
Good call.
Mostly booze is calories, so I try to eat healthier. Like I think I, for, we went there for lunch, and I got a cheese stuffed portobello mushroom burger. It was delicious.
Mm.
But sounds I, because when I first heard of Steak and Shake, is when Shake and Bake was a thing.
Yes.
So I thought it was like a place where people shake and bake steaks.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But it's milkshakes.
Sense. No, that's one of the few times you've made sense.
I would agree.
In your confusion. It's confusion, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not mocking. It's true. It's,
I don't.
We're all,
I can't
we're all
tell.
On your side here.
I can't tell.
I don't think he knows how to do that when two people agree
actually
with what
agree
he
with
said
you?
And
yeah.
Then don't want to yell at him for it.
Anyway, women.
What about, oh, yeah.
What's the problem with dames these days?
So I've been yelled at for calling every name you can think of went to women. I called them, and they always get mad.
Okay, let's run down the list.
You, have to clarify, you can't just say that.
Like every
what do you mean
name?
Every name?
Well, not every name.
Okay, well,
I mean,
what
that's,
names
that's
do you
what
use? That you, let's go with what names have you ever been surprised that you were...
calling them.
But you were verbally assaulted for afterwards.
Yeah. I called someone, first of all, obvious, I called someone a girl.
Okay.
No, they're like, whoa, I'm a woman. I'm like, whoa, I'm sorry. I just say...
What was the scenario?
Like, the boys and girls, like, boys over there, girls over there.
Boys and girls club?
No.
I said, I'm a woman.
She's like, where's the restroom? Like, the boys are there, the girls over there. It's a ladies' room. Or I don't fucking remember the sentence.
All right, so that wasn't your fault.
Okay, still.
Get over that in your brain.
I called someone a woman, and she's like, I'm not that old. I'm like, what the fuck?
What scenario was that?
I called someone a woman, and she yelled at me for not being that old.
But where?
I don't keep that in a diary, John.
You just hold on to the anger and pain,
yes.
But not the details of where or why.
And I called someone a lady, and they're like, I'm not a lady. I'm
where
like,
was
what
that?
Does that mean?
When did this
were you
happen?
Are you in a gay club?
Was it a lady boy? You sure it was a lady?
Yeah.
I think you take these things too much to heart, because I've done shows where usually when I talk to women, I call them women, during my shows, I'll say ma'am a lot of times when I'm talking to somebody in the crowd.
Oh, shit.
And sometimes they'll go miss, or they'll not like that, but it's like, that's what I say, so I will correct myself. I'll go, oh, sorry, miss, what do you want like to be called? I'll just say, oh, I'm sorry, what would you like to be called? And then I move on.
I've gotten yelled at for calling, I don't use ma'am anymore.
Yeah.
I use madame.
I thought ma'am was just being polite.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
But
as well.
Apparently that implies that they're married, a ma'am. Like, so
or
you say
older.
Miss.
Yeah.
If you say miss, then it's more like that, you know, they're
often
younger.
I'll just say you.
Or
hey you.
Or maybe it
covers everything.
Maybe they don't like the word ma'am because you think you're looking at your boobs. Their boobs.
Why?
Mammaries?
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened. I think
the plural of ma'am is mammaries, yes.
Yeah, that's true.
There's one ma'am, many mammaries.
What you mammaries like to be called?
I would like to thank you for the
voice came from.
I don't know, but I think it was racist.
No.
Yeah.
That's mammies. That's a different thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, I would not take the response of one person. They don't answer for everyone. Like, if we call this person here...
Metallica shirt,
young lady. I'd say young lady. They seem to enjoy this. And I call her young lady. She goes, I'm not... I am a woman. Okay, maybe she's crazy. Or maybe she's well-balanced and just really having a bad day. But she doesn't answer for all the rest of everybody.
I was about to say, actually, crazy is Aerosmith, not Metallica.
It's true.
Da-dun-ching.
Maybe she's jaded.
That's not...
Because pink's her favorite color.
Yeah. Maybe she's a rag doll.
And she doesn't want to miss a thing.
Are you saying the same band?
And she just wants to have love in an elevator.
Painted black. And that's not even...
She might be a dude who looks like a lady.
Because she loves to dream on.
We apparently could go on for quite a while.
All I'm saying is I knew a lot of songs at Aerosmith concert.
Yeah. Are those all Aerosmith?
Those are all Aerosmith.
Yes.
All
right,
what
then.
Do you think we were doing?
I don't know.
When you listen to this later, when edited, you can look up all those references, and it'll be fun.
But what if I don't know what the songs are called? And
that's looking up references, Scott. That's
type Aerosmith and the words we said after a laugh.
Laugh. Aerosmith laugh. Brr, 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 brr. There's no song called laughing.
No. After they laugh,
there's
they
a song called crying.
Yeah, I know. I made that reference. Wait, no. Was I? Oh, shit. All right.
This is the best one we've done.
Anyway.
This is what we need to do, is we need more women here. Then Scott gets nervous. He starts yelling at women,
sure.
And then we correct him.
I wasn't yelling. See, I wasn't yelling. Was I yelling at yous?
Yous?
Yous.
Yeah, see?
Should I say y'all?
This
no, yous is fine.
We
is
do
good.
Need a plant of at least six women.
Yeah.
And then he just...
I think all these women
up.
Have been here before, just not at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
It's a convergence, because there's a Packer game going on.
What? Oh, tonight!
Yeah,
I'm a football.
That's Smashing Pumpkins.
What? football man?
Tonight.
Oh.
Tonight would be Genesis.
Oh.
Or Phil Collins solo?
I don't know. Is that Phil or Genesis?
I don't know. I'll have to research that later.
Con.
Don't call women that. That's never going to work.
So what have you guys been doing?
In general? Or
talking to women normally?
Yeah, just...
You can't, look, you can't even look at them now.
I can't look at...
he won't make eye contact with any of them.
Oh, them, John? Oh, wait, oh.
Yeah. What?
I don't know, I was trying to make him look bad.
Me?
Yeah.
No,
why?
Never. Don't lash out.
Don't lash out at me.
John...
No,
just,
no one wins then.
Just say those things and I can edit it to make myself look like a hero.
You're not going to. You're not going to.
Look at Rebecca in the eye and say, nice. You look very nice tonight.
I can't, John. God.
Bless America.
Or just be like, brown ale, huh? I like those.
That.
Brown ales. He enjoys brown, ales.
Yeah, but in that way. Oh, brown ales. I like those.
She was laughing.
Yeah, because you sound like a fucking weirdo.
You sounded like Jimmy
Stewart.
You
know what? You sounded like a fucking weirdo and having them laugh and like have you repeat it is better than just doing this.
Some people laugh at that. I do when people do that. And that's the kind of girl I'm looking for.
Would you want to have a conversation with yourself? Is that a...
I do. And I... They're not very interesting because I don't... Because we talked about this last time. I don't think about things. Like, I don't... I just don't plan ahead. I just think... I just say things. This...
Spontaneous, as they call it.
Yeah.
That should be a good quality.
Is it?
Yeah. Unpredictable.
Yeah. See, because I'm not planning what I'm going to say next when you're talking.
Right. Unpredictable.
Peru.
Peru?
Unpredictable.
Oh, Peru.
Spit up. Scott just spit up water. Oh my god. By the way, that was a lot more water than you, like that little sip you took. Were you storing
it like a chipmunk?
Were you storing it like a chipmunk? That was so much water compared to that sip you took, because you haven't. That's the only water you've had on stage.
It came out my nose.
Your nose?
Yeah, that's why I laughed. Just when you laugh, does things come out your nose?
Now, yes. Now talk to a girl. You're all set.
No, when you like you laugh, milk comes out your nose. That's yes. Never that's
well,
never happened to you.
Not once. If you're drinking milk, yeah.
Not once. Not you, once has something come out of my nose. No.
Never.
No. I will spit take water, but I won't suck it up so it comes out my nose.
You don't do that on purpose. It's a reaction. You're swallowing, and then the laugh comes out, and it pushes all the things out.
I'm dead serious. I've never had anything liquid shoot out of my nose.
Because then you're like, I'm trying to keep my mouth shut so I don't blow in their face, and then it just, push, and then they blow in your face anyways.
No. They blow your face anyways?
Yeah, I blow it in your face.
Stop saying blow it in your face.
All right, clap right now if liquids come out of your nose.
At least
okay, see. About half. Okay. So it is about half.
I have to.
Vodka is the worst.
Oh my god!
I haven't since like third grade. I mean, I figured out how to and when to swallow, but
features.
I was drinking a lot of vodka in third grade, though. You're right; it does sting.
Oh,
growing up in the '80s, man.
Juice box full of vodka.
I was thinking about this the other day. How do you know when you want to laugh?
What do you mean when you want? It's more of a guttural reaction.
Not always.
No, but you can say that about anything. Like it's like I drive pretty good. Not always. No, you're right, but I still drive pretty good. Like
I think that's part of the appeal of laughter is that your body and mind are just shut off. Your
yeah. It's like people like laughing like being scared because it's a reaction your body does that like. Sets off neurons in the
because
brain.
You know when you're looking at funny things on the internet and like you're laughing but you're just going. Like that, you just kind of like you kind of just breathe and blow out your nose. Yeah. It's
right.
that happens, but like that's how I think everything is funny. But I force myself to laugh because.
So you're saying when you do those big laughs, you're faking it?
No, the noise,
the laughter,
the air.
Yeah,
because I just go. But instead, I open my mouth out and just let it laugh.
Right.
But when I really laugh, like for real, it's creepy because I have a really like, oh, ha, ha, ha. That's not what I meant.
But I think most people don't laugh as hard when they're by themselves. It's more of a reactionary thing where you feel comfortable to let it out because other people are doing it.
True.
Is that?
That's true.
Like when I type LOL, I barely LOL ever.
Oh, I don't think I ever would have.
That's why I never type LOL, John.
Okay, I'm sorry. You don't have to. I'm just saying.
I tell them I literally laughed out loud.
That's so much work. But, that's why they made the letters.
I'm sorry, John. That all that work I put into a text, and like, oh, look how much spelling he did. It was funny and important to him.
No, they're probably like, why didn't you just say LOL? Why wouldn't you look in the eye when we get the Snapchat?
Still haven't responded to my text.
Nobody. I don't snap. What? Mm-hmm.
I know. It didn't make sense. I'm sorry. I should have said FaceTime.
Yeah. I've never FaceTimed John.
Why not?
Did you do another one?
Yeah.
My pocket.
You didn't answer the first one?
No! Mike said LOL. So, so far, his help was a joke. Now I won't
answer.
So
is my LOL, and if you'll note.
No laughing.
That's not allowed.
All right, what was that? Scott, so you talked about women. You can call them whatever you want. I think you're just too obsessed about this. Like, just, you could say women or ladies or miss or,
hey, ladies.
That's fine.
Now, what about calling them different names?
What, okay.
Well, other than their name, like,
yeah. Susan, I'm
Julie.
Sandra, and I've told you 8 times.
No, but like, I mean, I've known you for, what year is this?
9 years, probably.
2016.
I've been in the troop for 11.
2007. Yeah.
Or 12 now?
9 years.
Yeah.
Well, now I call you. I don't know what to get to you for your anniversary. I'm just kidding.
I think
out
it's
when.
Diamond.
Okay. 10. Yep, probably. Sounds right. 7 year anniversary, Diamond.
No.
Oh no, not 7 years. I mean, for a 10 year.
John, can I have another anapete?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway,
you call women Chris. Who's Chris?
No.
Who's Chris?
Who's Chris?
Same loop. All right. So
wait, who's Chris? Is it called Who's Chris?
Ruth's
or Ruth Chris.
No, it's Ruth's Chris.
Ruth, like Chris belongs to Ruth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
We don't. No one knows.
I only kind of know. It was Chris's Steakhouse, and then someone named Ruth bought the franchise.
Or is it like?
Ruth's, and instead Chris. Of renaming it or not including her name, she decided to add on.
Or what if it's like Wendy's?
Thank you.
But instead, like, it's like Dave Thomas. He's like, it's Dave's Wendy's.
Yeah, Dave's Wendy's.
Ruth's Chris's.
Yeah.
Right. See, Ruth named the slaughterhouse store after her kid.
Slaughterhouse store.
Steakhouse.
That would be a good name for a steakhouse. The
Slaughterhouse Store.
When what you want. You have to, like, go through, like, the shitty deli in the beginning to get into the actual restaurant.
Yeah.
What you want. I'm here to have a steak.
You get to pick out which cow, like a Red Lobster, but with cows.
And they do that, like, No Country for Old Men, like, thing right in front of them.
Cloak.
And if you drag the cow into the restaurant by yourself, 10% off.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
I had something to add on, but I forgot it already.
Okay.
So I'm just smiling.
With your adorable bang.
Don't. Oh, so I posted this on Facebook yesterday.
Oh, are we going to talk about the dating site?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Boy.
I don't like how you're excited.
Oh, you like being excited differently?
Yeah. Okay. So, for those who already haven't figured out by now, I'm single. No ring on this finger. I don't know if you knew where, John. Remember when I did that and I held the wrong hand up and I didn't
even
know?
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know what I don't know what weddings are.
Yes, you do.
What was I talking about? Snakes.
You know what weddings are.
Shit. Oh, snakes. Okay, hold on. Rewind.
Snakes?
We'll take a pin.
Are you bringing it back to a bit so you can add one liner and then go back?
3 lines.
Okay, ready?
Take the pin, put it there.
1 line.
Got it.
Hold on. No.
2.
Our friends years ago...
3 lines.
We would... This is a run-on sentence. We would hang out and like on Friday nights and go, we're going to go out to dinner. But
period.
One of our friends... I said but, so there's a comma there or a
semicolon.
No, we went out to dinner. Period. But, comma. Go.
But, comma. Our friend Matt was a alcoholic. No, not... Sorry. What is it when you don't eat meat? Vegetarian.
Potato, potato.
Like
potato,
like,
vodka.
You couldn't write a funnier script than what he just said. Like, you couldn't, like, if you're watching a comedy, you couldn't write something funnier than someone going, he was an alcoholic. Duh. Vegetarian. Like, you couldn't write something funnier and make it up.
Anyway.
God damn it,
sorry.
That's so funny.
Our friend Brian,
LOL.
Our friend Brian and Matt were vegetarians. Or
okay.
Still, they still are.
Right.
But at the time, they were also vegetarians.
Now they're alcoholics.
But only fucking organic beer.
So we would always, whenever, like, on Friday nights, a bunch of us, like 6 of us, would get together, like, well, where do you guys want to eat? And I'm like, I want to go here, but there's not a lot of vegetarian options. So we just started naming as horrible names of meat places we would name. And some of my favorite one, because you said, what did you say, steak slaughters?
Slaughterhouse store.
Slaughterhouse store. My favorite one was steak pile, because we're just going to go to steak pile. Or murder trough.
Jesus. That was no business.
No. I like steak pile better, I think.
And then my favorite was taco barn.
So they just had tacos at a barn?
I don't know, man.
How was that vegetarian?
They're beans.
You're right.
Or I'm sure there's avocado or mushroom. Man, it's not even a real place.
I know. I'm sorry to ruin your fake business.
I still like steak pile because I'm just imagining, because this taco barn stuck in my head. So imagine like you walk into a barn and on the hay floor is just 5 feet of steaks just in a pile.
I would leave. Like, this is disgusting.
It's free steak though.
No. Wait, is it cooked or non-cooked?
I assume they're cooked.
There's no
pile of cooked steaks sitting on hay.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a trough to wash them off on. Yeah. Like a murder.
Like a little one of those washboards that you wash your clothes with.
But all the seasoning's gone.
That's true.
There's seasoning at the table, I'm sure.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But also, where's the table?
You'd wash it in maybe a brine.
Right. Well, then, wouldn't it be cold then, the steak?
You can have hot water, John. It's the future.
Hot water. Future.
You're supposed to wash.
Plus,
water.
The chef will hold it under his armpit to you before he gets it to you.
Have you ever made a steak? You don't use hot water for anything.
You were just talking about washing it off in brine.
He was.
I don't make steak with water.
All right, poach. Back to your Facebook
boiled
post.
Steak.
Oh, take the pin out.
Yep.
Something about weddings.
Your Facebook post about the dating site.
Oh yeah, I like posting funny things that happen on dating sites, and people think they're funny.
Yes.
One time, I wanted to emphasize it, but I figured it would ruin the post. But one response I got was, if you shave your beard and get a haircut, you might look decent. Now, my favorite thing is, if I do this, there's a chance I might look average.
Right.
There's a good chance I'll look like a monster. But if I do all that work, I might look like someone they wouldn't want to date.
Okay.
Which is a decent person.
So on a scale of like 1 to 10 in interest, how much did you have in this girl?
Uh-huh.
You don't know?
I mean, you don't know.
Well, after she wrote that, I didn't keep like
before that.
You don't realize how bad my face memory is, John.
But you were communicating with this person, yes?
I communicated once with this person.
Okay, and their response was, if you got a haircut and shaved your beard, which isn't terribly inaccurate.
To be fair, I'm a mess right now because I don't care.
That's probably the issue.
The poker, but the poker, what?
But here's the thing, you have to care to have someone interested in dating.
No, I meant right now. What? What was the question?
I didn't ask a question.
Oh.
I was responding to your question. You said you don't care right now, but then I feel like that post was kind of being like, hey, women, you're being mean and shallow, but like it's true. You have to look nice for women to like you.
I thought it was funny. I wasn't saying, hey, women, because I wouldn't say.
You wouldn't call them that. Because
they might be girls. I don't know.
All right, so, before I'm gonna read it to everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I want their first impression, unless you've
I literally just told you what it said.
I don't think, Rochelle, have you seen the actual post?
Verbatim.
Pretty close.
Pretty verbatim.
Another dating site gem, :
open parenthesis.
Maybe if you got a haircut and shaved your beard, you might look decent.
See?
But I feel like the way you preface it, it's like anger towards the women.
A gem, I mean...
Yeah, but say it like with that tone. Another dating site gem.
Well, the tone you have,
It's certainly read as a negative. It's certainly read that you were upset by the scenario.
My friend Stacy always gets the best ones because she's a girl, woman, lady.
One of the three.
She is a female on a dating site, and she always gets like people's first messages are just fucking... Like, hey, do you want to know what it feels like to have a 5-inch dick in your mouth or whatever? I don't know. Like, that's their first. That's their,
like, maybe. That's,
their opening line. So she's always like, this is another one. I'm like, I want to have one of those. I'm like, yeah, another one. No.
Well, I need 0.33 inches in your set for me.
Wait, what? That's it? Just total? 3.33?
No!
I use the metric system, so... It's a number of...
I'm saying either way. Like, I would say both my wife and I saw that as anger.
Wow. Oh, surprise.
I saw it like anger too.
Oh, God. You guys should...
Yeah.
Well, then I'm glad we're not dating.
Okay. Now, Scott, yes or no, on percentage-wise, say 50%, like half, would you say half of your posts on Facebook are negative?
I'd have to go back and look at them. I don't remember. I posted a picture the other day.
That's not what I asked.
That's a mess. What was the word you... Exactly.
Would you say at least half of your statuses are kind of like depressing or ominous or like not positive?
It's not. It's... I don't remember. Do your thing again. Talk to yourselves.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember this girl's face, and he just had a gem from her.
Uh-oh.
He picked up Stephen King.
No, it's my background, but it's not. There we go. Talk to him.
All right. So you saw his anger, too.
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Right. I thought he was, like, yelling at the girl for saying
she was lashing out randomly as well. That seems I don't know what his opening message was, but that seems like a really rude thing to just suddenly to say something.
I agree. So she deserved the...
I think she probably had one or two too many dick pics sent to her that day, and was like, all right, the next guy, fuck him no matter what.
I'm sick of these goddamn beards.
Yep.
Okay.
And it was a lashing
out. Guy who doesn't fucking shave.
The previous message status that I wrote... was, so thanks to this memory on Facebook, I finally ordered this book, and it's a Facebook where children get to pretend to be animals.
Yes, that's funny.
It right. came today. I should have brought it, but it's not. It's a visual thing for the
right.
Facebook,
right.
for the audience. Sorry, guys.
The show that
I will give him that. Scott does delete quite a bit of posts.
I only, we're here. I saw a license plate today that said CLTS... 4LF, so they either love athletic shoes or vaginas. I don't know. Because I wasn't sure if it said cleats for life or clits for life.
Yeah.
Because it's just CLTS.
They don't like to be called those things either. Cleats
for... Yeah, what opinions do these gashes have?
Whoa. This one's positive. About 2 months
ago.
Wait,
but are you just reading the positive ones now?
No, no.
Because you scrolled a long way before you said this is
now
positive.
Now I'm noticing that most of your posts lately have just been memories from like years ago.
I remember just when I... Oh, well, yep. Nope, yep. That one's a positive. It's talking about me crying.
Go on.
It says, just when I think I'm in a... Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, if I read it... It just, the words I used weren't...
Should I read it?
The words you use have meaning and...
Yeah, no, it just sounds different than how this one...
Just when I think I'm an emotionless husk of a person, Jeff Lemire's writing can squeeze a tear out of my rock-like heart. I finished the last issue of Plutona last night, and those few pages are just haunting me.
See? That's positive.
Husk of a person.
Rock hard
heart haunting me.
Rock-like heart.
Rock-like, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm way off.
I never said rock hard.
Oh,
I would never say rock hard.
All right, I will say, though, that but again, a lot of my posts, because we brought this up before, have been seen as sarcastic or for serious when they're joking. I would say the same thing can go for you, too, where it can appear as negative, but it's really positive.
Maybe.
Probably.
That's all I'm stating.
Cool. Hey.
You know what just happened now? He wasn't listening to you.
No, he wasn't.
I know, man. That's what happened.
No, but often you don't listen once we start saying nice things to you. You shut out your brain off. It's you don't want to hear nice things about you.
Watch out for that nose.
What?
Hey, you know what? I'm burping now. Don't keep talking.
We don't know when to do that. We need a new symbol.
I just did it. I just did the pong thing.
That's the first time you've ever done that. Me and Mike would clearly do that whatever. But
perhaps a music cue would be better.
What? There we go. Hey, we were thinking the other day. Us, the three of us talking.
We were?
Yeah, we were always talking. What's happening?
The two paying customers left.
What?
But I didn't see them leave. I glanced up and they were gone.
Mike, there's no one was ever there.
I'm not either, Scott. I've been dead for 5 years.
Oh! No.
I'm really a madam.
No, I was. We were talking in email forms about how we can think of a way to have a good ending time.
Okay.
No.
Because otherwise, we will just talk forever, and then eventually, John's like, "We gotta do this."
I say goodnight, everybody.
He turns into an old jazz man.
We gotta go. We gotta get this time. We got a comedy act coming up in about a half hour. We gotta get these people out of here. Gotta clear the smoke, and then we're gonna go up here.
If that's a hat around, I could use some money for rent.
Where I hit these trumpet hits before I should hit my hat for some dollars.
Gotta step outside and do some heroin.
Next up's an unknown man named Johnny Cash. Please give him some respect.
Is this from a movie?
No.
Not yet.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash wasn't in Shawshank Redemption.
Wasn't he, though?
Brooks was.
Brooks?
Oh,
it's a good movie.
Okay. But so what was your thing?
I don't know. We got. What's a good thing to end on? Who wants to ask us questions?
Mm.
Who wants to ask us questions?
Who wants
probably those ladies would have.
Yeah, they probably would have. I don't remember what they looked
like. This is your solution to wrapping up the show?
I don't know, man. We were talking in the email. We never finished the conversation before the thing happened.
My guess, here's I'm guessing how the emails went. Mike started it, or you started it, and Mike responded, and then I responded, and then we didn't hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I just don't like conversations sometimes.
But then you can't ask us for a solution if you're not going to contribute.
That's
good point.
That's me.
You know what? That's going to go great on dating sites. If you say something and then they respond and then you don't respond, great.
I like staying at home, playing video games, and I don't like conversations. The beard's staying, ladies.
Well,
hey, you want to meet for a date? Sometimes when I think in my brain, it doesn't come out my mouth right. Oh, I didn't know they had mental patients on Match.com.
I was going to say another gem that I posted on Instagram went like this. I don't know.
Went a little something like this.
The Johnny Cash is coming up later.
No, this is why I get scared when people respond to me. Because if I keep going, the conversations get weird. Because one time I was like, this girl doesn't have anything on her profile. She's like, I'm a girl.
And, or a crow.
So I was like,
randomly.
So I was like, either A, this is a bot of some sort,
right?
Or B, she didn't have time to write anything, or
nope.
She's full of herself. She's like, they'll come to me. I don't need to do any work.
No, nope, it's a bot.
So then, hold on. Here's the fun part. So I was like,
it was your mom.
I just put like a generic, hey, how's it going or whatever. What kind of things do you like to do for fun and stuff? And she responds back. She's like, nothing much. I like going to the mall and shopping. I don't like black people. Do you? I'm like. And I just responded like.
Did you pass the first test?
I was like, I don't.
Was this on Tinder?
No.
Oh, okay. Because Nikki Glaser has a show on Comedy Central where she tries to be the worst person ever on Tinder. Mm. I feel like that's an opening line that they would do.
Yeah. I could have met Tindy Glaker.
But you didn't. Did you respond though?
Yeah, and I said, "Wow, that came out of nowhere," or something like that.
Yeah, but you kept the conversation going.
And then I said,
"She's probably racist."
Yeah, I was just seeing if they're going to say, "Just kidding, huh?" Now that they got your attention,
here's my tits.
You can't send pictures on
Match.
I don't know.
Was there no picture for this person?
Yeah, they had cold pictures.
Oh, okay.
Were they black?
What site was
no,
this?
No, I don't remember.
Which site was this?
I don't remember. It was like a year ago, John.
You like, your brain just slips details that seems very important to story. Awesome, like, awesome stories you could have, you forget details that is very important to stories.
Where would it be important to know where it was?
Because it's just a perspective on what dating
site. What
was
that face?
Because your voice changed.
Yeah. I'm an adult.
Why would you do that? Why would you ask me how it is?
And you got very angry about that.
I get angry about a lot.
Okay, Cupid. Match. Farmers only.
Did you know that people go on there not as farmers?
What?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that people went to that cougar site that weren't cougars. Or
what?
There was a cougar, like, cougars only?
No, there isn't.
Cougars for life?
Is there?
Probably. I'm pretty sure there's
Googlelife.com.
I'm pretty sure there's a dating site for every one.
Yeah.
Oh, you should look up beardedmen.com.
Yeah. No! I'm sure that's a completely different type of site.
Localbears.com.
Yeah.
No.
Large men. Search that. Search large
men. Twinksonly.com.
What did you say? Horse swallow?
Bristler.
Oh, Bristler. I don't. Is that a real thing?
For bearded people, yeah. Oh. For Josiah knows. He's got a beard.
So women, for women seeking bearded
he's
men?
He's getting that puss.
Women's.
That's...
What?
And I'm the one who feels bad about calling women ma'am. And you just said bearded puss.
No.
No.
What did you say?
I mean, what he said was not great, but it wasn't bearded puss.
I said, getting that puss. And we're going like to say like a fist pump. Like
is it Bristler with like without a E at the end? Like exactly. B-R-I-S-T-L-R.
What is it?
John.
B-R-I-S-T-L-R.
John, you're married.
No, we're setting this up for you. Yeah, he doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, he does. Josiah has a beard.
No, John doesn't have a
beard. He literally pointed to me.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye, John. Hey, where am I pointing? Look over there, John. Whoa, where am I pointing? Yeah, fuck you.
No. That's not the same scenario. I have to look here, and then you point somewhere.
Okay, fine. Who's that? Who did I just point to?
Josiah.
No, it's Gary.
No, it was Josiah. You switched it.
Oh, it's right there. I know where I'm pointing.
All right, I'm going to look here, because that's the peripheral. Mike, it is. Point to someone out there. Go.
Me?
Yeah. Rochelle.
No, the switch place, you idiot.
Classic change-up movie.
Wait, were you always sitting there?
No.
They switched spots, yeah. They left, they switched spots. This audience is a dynamic audience.
He just came in for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And those two have been dead this whole time.
Right.
No.
Bristler. We're going to set you up with a Bristler account.
Bristler account.
That sounds like a... Like, this
it sounds like Whistler from Blade.
Ooh.
Is that the old man?
Yeah. No, it's Blade.
There's more than two characters in the movie, John.
Nope, just Whistler and Blade. Hour and a half of talking.
Because
I'm a vampire.
That's my impression of the old guy.
I know. That's Whistler. We just said his name.
Who's the actor playing that?
Chris Christopherson.
Shit.
The singer.
Him and Big Mustache. I always get confused.
Tom Selleck?
Nope.
Sam Elliott.
Yep.
Jeff Bridges.
What? Lloyd?
That's
true.
Jeff Bridges or Lloyd Bridges?
Lloyd is his dad.
Is he dead?
Yes.
Second time, Mike.
He only
died
the
Lloyd
one time.
Lloyd Bridges died?
He just died the once.
I don't know anything about people that die because I just found, like, hey, I watched a movie last night. Like, well, this guy's a great actor. I should see what else he's been in. He died, like, 17 years ago.
Yeah, boy, that Elvis Presley can sing. What is he doing now? What's that Clark Gable doing?
But with the movies, you can still watch them, even though they
boy,
died.
I bet that Rock Hudson's great with the ladies.
In the movies, he is.
Yeah. Get it, because he's gay.
Not anymore. He's dead.
He's still gay, though.
He's still gay. I'm in heaven.
Nah.
Him and Liberace.
Whoa. Hey!